The birds were following me, which was a very irregular thing, even for me. My life was full of the kinds of things people might call irregular, but up until then, not one of them had to do with birds. I knew it could only mean one thing. Either I stunk of worms, or something bad was fixin' to happen. In my heart of hearts, I was really hoping for worms. I was sitting in the front seat of Toot Jefferson's old pickup truck, watching the trees fly by the window, when I spotted the birds for the third time that morning. They were ravens, 5 of them. "One of these days, I'm going to take me a tropical vacation," said Toot, "when I get lucky." "When will that be?" I asked, sniffing my bare arm and trying to remember the last time I washed. "Oh, I don't know the particulars," she said, "but one of these days my ship will come in, believe you me." I stuck my head out of the window to get a better look at the birds. The warm June wind tickled my face. They were doing a pretty fine job of keeping up with us, those birds. Although, considering how tenderfooted Toot was with the gas pedal, it couldn't have been awful hard. "But there aren't any ports in West Virginia," I said, leaning back inside the truck. That was the problem with living in a landlocked state. There was no easy way out. "A minor technicality." Toot was gripping the top of the steering wheel with both hands. Each of her plump fingers was outfitted with a ring, which she clacked against the wheel. Clack, clack. "I read about a woman who woke up one morning with the firmly held belief that she would win the lottery even though she had never gambled before in all her life. So, she bought herself a ticket, and the next thing she knew, she was a super mega jackpot winner and on the front page of all the papers. Now she owns a chain of islands. Not just one island, a whole chain. Can you believe such a thing?" I nodded. I believed in most impossible things. Toot steered her old truck over the dips in the gravel road down the mountain. Her dyed curls, the color of a chili pepper, swept her chin. The road to the nearest town, Gypsum, was steep, and Toot badgered the brake the whole way. Toot Jefferson worked in the cafeteria at Vera B. Marigold Elementary, where I had just finished the 5th grade. Toot saw it as her own personal concern to look in on me, especially during the summer, and once a month, she drove me down to Gypsum's No Hunger Food Pantry, where I could get food for myself and my uncle, Horace. "Do you see those birds behind us?" I said, looking out the window again. "Birds?" Toot adjusted a rearview mirror. "I think they're following me," I said. "I saw them back at Horace's place, and now here they are again." "Following you," said Toot. She clobbered the brakes, sending me into the dashboard. "Murderation!" I said, shifting back into my seat and holding on to the door handle. Then Toot gave me a worried look. "Honey, birds don't follow. They look for food, they build nests, they lay eggs. Such is the uncomplicated life of a bird. We should all be so lucky." She frowned and kept her eyes on me until I looked away. "Maybe I'm getting like Horace," I thought as I watched the trees out my window. "Strange or sick." "Now then," Toot said, easing off the brake for a bit and then smashing it again. "How's it been?" I tugged at a loose thread on the cuff of my jeans. "There's something wrong with Horace." Toot raised her eyebrows at me and I said, "I mean, more wrong than usual. Lately, all he does is sleep, unless he's running around with Charlie Mullet. He was gone 3 days and then came back last night, muttering to himself about the curse again.